3. Now, I don't think it'll be a big shock to many people to learn that, of course, a lot of adults and teenagers are encountering and consuming pornography online. Some suggest that the average age for first exposure to pornography is just 11 years old. But the converse side of that is kids aren't often getting any formal sex education until they hit high school. Now, last week we saw the adult site Pornhub launch a brand new subsite called the Sexual Wellness Center. The free resource features articles from doctors, therapists, psychologists, and other experts. It's about sexuality, relationships, and sexual health. Now, although this probably sounds like a more exciting source of information for a teenager than a tired old sexual health or PE teacher, the fact is we're not really sure whether pornography has a duty of care in this sort of respect when it comes to educating children, and quite rightly, it'll raise some concerns for a lot of people. Now, I'm joined on the phone by Melinda Tankard-Rich. She's a speaker, a writer, and co-founder of Collective Shout. Melinda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, you've been a very vocal critic of the porn industry throughout your career. What do you make of this sort of intersection of online pornography and sex education?
It's quite extraordinary, really, that Pornhub would have the gall to even do this. I mean, this is a global pornography conglomerate that offers, for example, genres of porn based on domestic violence, sadism, you know, torture, and they claim to be able to offer young people a sexual wellness education. This is a global site responsible for great harms, including to young people, including to children who are looking at Pornhub before they've even not only not had sex but had their first kiss. It is certainly one of the most popular sites that children and young people visit. It's very well known. So this is quite extraordinary that they would dare to claim that they can offer sexual wellness education to young people. It's quite diabolical, really. I think it's just a way of attracting more interest and more hits to their site.
Well, look, some of the titles of the articles that are published on this Sexual Wellness Center, How to Have Safer Sex, Achieving Enduring Love and Intimacy, What is Consent? I mean, is it not possible that these could actually provide genuine help?
Look, it's whitewashing, really. They would have to dramatically change the content on their site to be consistent with, for example, wanting to promote love and authentic human intimacy. Again, if you, and I'm not encouraging this at all, but when you see the kind of content on that site, young people won't learn about what true lovemaking looks like, but they'll learn a lot about how to make women suffer and gag and choke. And, you know, a lot of porn now is more about violence than it is about sex. In fact, the most popularly viewed pornographic titles feature violence against women, over 88% now. And most of that violence is directed towards women. So I just don't find it convincing or believable. I think it's just a way of whitewashing what Pornhub is really all about.
So what are we teaching kids in schools, though? Do you think we're actually approaching it the right way when it comes to sex education on a offline level?
Oh, look, there's certainly major gaps, and it's a mishmash of approach. There's no one national approach. I speak to thousands of school kids a year, and a number of them have said to me, you know, look, we've learned how to put condoms on bananas, but can you give us some help in negotiating, you know, unwanted sexual advances, pressure, coercion? This is what I commonly hear from girls, is that boys are pressuring them to do things they don't really want to do, that they don't enjoy. But again, going back to pornography, boys are wanting to act out on girls what they're seeing in porn, and porn has taught them that they have an entitlement to the bodies of women and girls. And girls themselves are learning that they are primarily sexual service stations for men and boys. And pornography is not helping to set kids up for healthy, respect-based relationships. This is what young people are telling me they want. This is what they want to learn, and they need to be given that.
Could there not then be benefit in the people who create the porn, people who act in it, pointing out that this is a created, artificial act?
Well, in fact, that's happening. A woman I've come to know who is in the industry is writing and speaking on this, and she's trying to say to young people, because she is concerned that young people are looking at her pornography, the porn that she has made or been used to make, and she is trying to get that message out there, saying, look, it's not real, it's fake, please know that I'm acting. So, you know, she's one of the rare ones that are being honest about, you know, the true nature of the content and the product. But the industry wants young people to use it, to use it younger and younger. You mentioned average age of 11. It's forming young people with very harmful attitudes about their bodies, about sexuality, and about relationships. This is an experiment on the healthy sexual development of our young people, and already we're seeing the impacts of that. Child-on-child sexual assault quadrupled in 4 years, children acting out sexually on other children, even in primary schools. Our adolescent boys now are responsible for a fifth of rapes of adult women and a half to a third of all rapes of children. How much worse does it have to get before we do something about it?
Melinda, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Nick. Cheers.
Melinda Tankard-Rees there from Collective Shout. I'd add my own little point that there are no studies that are conclusively suggesting that pornography has any undue influence. You'll find a number that do and a number that don't. If there's one thing we can say is that the jury is absolutely out over whether pornography has any detrimental influence on children. We'll have a link to both Melinda's website and the Pornhub Wellness Centre up on the 2SER.com website. I'd encourage you to make your own opinion about what you think Pornhub is doing there and whether it's actually going to be useful for kids and a bit more useful than the same tired old, how did Melinda put it, banana on a condom on a banana, than we're actually teaching kids in schools today.